Yeah.
There's the forums, of course, has a classified. There's the Vintage Airstream Club that's got their classified. There's Tin Can Tourist. Airstreams pop up in all of those. There's places like Trailer Buff or GSM or Trailer Works or Texas Vintage Trailer or Vintage Trailer Crazy that has rigs for sale. There's VintageCampers.com that's got units for sale. He has more SOB or old Spartans and Vagabonds and Tin Can Tourist trailers more than he does Airstreams, but he occasionally has an Airstream for sale. But you're always perusing all of those, and then when that one pops up, just to be advised, you're not the only one perusing for the trailer.
Yeah.
So, when you call to try to make a deal, you get sometimes be what's the word I'm looking for? It's not frugal, but be prepared to act quick, or yeah. else the trailer you think's just right for you may slip out of your fingers.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and hopefully listening to this show, you know what you're going to get into.
Yeah, yeah, and that's the other thing I tell people. Go and listen to the VAP. Oh, I didn't know about it. And Frank's one of them. I sent him the VAP, and he's now listening. I think he's listened to all the shows. And
yeah, got him hooked.
It's educate yourself on what you want, and that way you're prepared when you do find either a trailer that needs restoration or that has got a restoration. One, it's not a polished turd, like we say, or
right.
Was it done right? So you can negotiate the deal better.
Yeah. And we're always talking about getting them and restoring them. Like the last show, we talked about the thousands of dollars it took to bring mine up to where I wanted it. But, they don't all have to be that way.
Nope. Nope, not at all.
You can buy one that's in, fairly good shape. Probably it would be a 70s model. And just kind of go in there, clean it up, and, use it the way it is. You don't have to put thousands and thousands of dollars into it. It's just, just depends on, how you want it to be.
Especially if you're new into this, do that and see if you like it first. And then, like I said, find out if you're a vintage person or if you're used but not vintage, or are you a new Airstream person? So,
well, how do you
you have to figure that out first?
What's the difference, Rob, in your experience? How do you know if you're a vintage person or a new person? Just the idiosyncrasies of a vintage, that if you don't want to have to deal with it, because we talked about restoring mine, and we had to use it this past month. I went to Tahoe, by the way. I forgot to mention that.
Yeah.
And every time we're opening the door, I'm reminding, hey, don't tug on this door handle. You can't get these anymore. Be careful in the door. If it doesn't open, it's locked. So don't just tug on it. And when you're inside, crank these windows, evenly when you crank them up and down. So, even though you go through your store, you put new appliances, new upholstery, new wood flooring or frame repairs, all that stuff that's required, there's still those idiosyncrasies to... is that how you say that word? To vintage trailers that will always be there. There will always
don't slam that Airstream door that so your lock doesn't break.
That's right.
you retrofitted gray tanks, but if you just bought a vintage one, are you the type that wants to tote around a blue boy, or always have full hookups so you have a place for your gray water to go? Those types of things. It's not for everybody,
right? Yeah.
You have to be, in my mind, you have to be the guy that's a handy person or willing to get your hands dirty. If you're vintage, you don't have to be, in my mind, so handy or willing to get your hands dirty if you go new.
Yeah, that's right.
And there's, you have to, if you don't fully restore it and just buy, you're saving money. I think you're not spending as much if you go vintage or used, but if you go new, you know what you're getting into if you go new with a warranty and that kind of thing.
Right. Well, you got people like Colin who he has his 59 Ambassador.
Yeah.
He's using the original appliances. He hasn't gone through and put all new stuff. So he has.